James Pearce on Brooklyn's Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Brooklyn's Radio here on the station that's loving Surrey. Great to have you along this afternoon and, in fact, in the studio, as we hit the tail end of National Storytelling Week, we have got Nicola J. Rowley in the studio with us this afternoon. Great to have you along.
It's great to be here.
Great to speak to you. So we brought you in because you've got a new book out, essentially. Yeah. And we're going to find out a little bit more about you. First of all, what sort of inspired you to become a writer? It's quite a big decision.
It is quite a big decision, but I think for me, writing is something that comes very, very naturally. Mm. I know that some people really struggle if they have to write, I don't know, a blog post, or they have to write something. But for me, it is just very natural. And actually, when I was looking at what I could actually be doing, as well as being a mum, as well as being a photographer and everything else.
The big long list.
Yeah. I think for me, the writing was always in there. And I was having some mentoring, actually, for the photography business.
Okay.
With a coach. And she said to me, oh, we keep going round and round in circles and coming back to the writing. What's this all about? And I said to her, well, I have written a book.
Okay.
And she was like, stop. You've written a book. What are you actually doing about it? And actually, that conversation was the kind of moment I probably needed to get me from actually having the book on my computer, which it had been for kind of, you know, half a year, and actually saying, right, yeah, okay. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to publish it myself. I'm going to do all the promotion myself because obviously I know what I'm doing. Which it does actually help. And then I'm going to take it from there and see where it goes. And what I also did as well, and what I really wanted to do, was make sure that the book paid it forward. Nice. So I teamed up with a charity called Contact the Elderly, which is a national charity looking after people who basically find themselves alone. And what they do is they organise Sunday, once a month, tea parties for people that are over 75, so that they have something to kind of look forward to. They have a chance to get together with others and everything like that. And for me, I think it was I could have looked at a bigger charity, shall we say. But for me, because they were doing something so practical and actually being able to fight the loneliness, I think for me, that's why it worked.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. And looking at your blog, actually, because you've got a blog on your website, that's very much something that you believe in. It is those causes and paying it forward and kindness and things like that.
Yeah, it's the theme pretty much of the book. So James and the Amazing Gift is about a little boy who loves to spread happiness wherever he goes. And I think what's really good for parents is kind of understanding that small acts of kindness, such as smiling at someone else, can have such a huge impact on everyone else. I mean, if you see someone smiling at you, well, it's contagious. Smiling at you
now,
and you're smiling back. So that's exactly what happens. It literally is infectious.
It is.
And if you've got someone who is a little boy who's out there 24/7, wherever he goes, he just lights up a room because he just wants to make everyone happy. I think that's something quite special. So James, that's him as a character. And the reason for Contact the Elderly is because during the story, James actually reaches out to an elderly lady who's by herself. As a result, she doesn't feel quite so lonely because he's had that contact and he's gone out of his way to actually smile at her and try to actually break through that kind of barrier.
So you said this story was sort of on the computer and you had ideas before. What was the sort of process of writing it? What inspired you to write it and do that?
I have a little boy who's 2.5.
Oh.
Funnily enough, his name is James.
Ah, convenient.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, it's a great name.
It's a good name. It works.
And one day we'd taken him swimming and he was about 4 months old at this point. And he was just lying down and I was getting him changed after swimming. And there was a little girl next to him who was crying her eyes out. I mean, she was just literally in a not a good place, basically. And James just looked across at her and he was quite a chilled out baby at this point. But he just looked at her, reached out his hand, held her hand, and then just gave her the biggest smile.
Aww.
She instantly stopped crying, just looked at him, and then she broke into a massive smile.
Incredible.
And her mum could not believe what was going on. She just said to me, "You've got a really special little boy there." I mean, obviously, all mums think that their children are amazing.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
But it occurred to me that actually that was something really special.
Yeah.
And what happens if you did have a character who could do this all the time to everyone?
Mm.
And wouldn't that be a lovely thing to be able to pass on happiness and smiles?
Exactly.
And I think especially at the moment where everyone's feeling quite uncertain about
yep.
what's going on in the world and everything else, just to have that kind of corner where you can have happiness
mm.
and smiles, and it's a kind of safe haven, I think that's really important for children right now.
Yeah, that's a lovely story to go behind it as well. That's really, really nice. So you've not just written the book, you've had the book launch and everything, very interesting,
yeah.
and you've started going into schools as well. How do you think the children have sort of received the book, and do you think they've really got the message from that?
I think what was really interesting, we were chatting earlier,
yeah.
but one of the first schools that I went into, the teacher that had asked me to come along, she said, oh, Nicola, do you mind talking in front of the whole school, which is like 250 children? And I was just like, no, that'll be brilliant. And she was just like, okay,
really?
All right, fine. But as soon as I start showing them pictures of James smiling, the character, they all instantly, their faces light up, and you just say to them, so how does this make you feel?
Mm.
And they're just like, happy, really smiling, you know. And you've set the tone before you've even done anything else. And I literally spent the day at that school going through all the different year groups from reception right through to 10 and 11 year olds.
Mm.
And basically by the time I came away, the children were kind of like, oh, can we have selfies with you? Because they heard that I used to read the news on Radio 1 with like Chris Moyles and people like that. And then they were also kind of just like, oh, can you just sign this for us? This is amazing that you've been here. And I worked particularly with year two children, year two and three.
Mm.
And they were all, they were so excited. They were coming up with their own characters.
Mm.
They were thinking about what made them happy,
mm.
what small acts of kindness they can pass on to others.
Oh, nice.
And things like that. So, and being encouraged to actually write their own stories.
Mm.
And then being able to see that through, you know, the worksheets that have been provided and things like that, it was amazing. And actually when I left, they presented me with a book to say thank you. With all of their drawings and all of the beautiful artwork that they'd come up with. I mean,
amazing.
They even created a mural on the wall with a, you know, welcome Nicola Rowley on it, which is amazing to walk into. I was just like, whoa. And they've put all their work up there as well. So yeah, I think in terms of how it went down, I mean, all the children were saying 10 out of 10. They loved the story because it just made them happy. And
yeah.
actually, do you know what? That's what we need right now. Everyone
yeah.
should be happy. Just have that 5 seconds where you can just be happy. and I think for me, the thing about the book is it's not only aimed at 3 to 7 year olds.
No.
It's okay if you're a parent and you want to read this. You can read it over and over. Don't worry. It's one of those books. And something to say to parents as well is it ends on bedtime, which is really good. Because if it ends on going to bed at night, well, everyone that's a parent that's listening will know exactly what I'm saying. It's so much easier to get them off to sleep if you're doing that. But then, of course, then you've got the elder generation who are actually benefiting from this through Contact
yeah.
the Elderly as well. So it's kind of a really lovely cross-generational message.
That's lovely. And for you as well, I mean, obviously you've written the book, you've gone through the whole process of it. To see this reaction and to see people loving the book, and again, we're looking on the blog earlier on, you've had Amanda Lamb was saying, lovely quote there, you know, genuinely touching book, she loves it, her children love it. How do you feel about that? That must be an amazing feeling.
It really is. It's one of those things that actually, funnily enough, I hadn't shown anyone the book.
Yeah.
So I got on board an illustrator from America, and she was actually the first person that read the book. I hadn't shown it to anyone else because I was just like, oh, no, you know, I've written this book and I'm not sure yet.
Oh.
It's all those kind of self-doubt things and everything else.
Yeah.
And she came back and she just said, pretty much what I've just said to you now in terms of, you know, we really need something like this right now. And she said that she was on the verge of tears. Now, I don't want people being on the verge of tears when they actually read the book at all, because it does make you happy. But I think it was because of the sentiment behind it and because it is so special, even if I do say so myself. But it's and then from there, then I started getting mummy bloggers coming back to me and saying, the children have just read it. They're obsessed with it. You know, they absolutely love it, you know.
Mm.
And then celebrities like Amanda Lamb, Dr. Ranj, who does the CBeebies, Get Well Soon. I've had Gemma Oten and people like that. So Laura Hamilton blogged about it for Hello.
Lovely.
So it's been amazing to watch that all kind of happening, basically. So, yeah, it's... I think I have to pinch myself to how lovely and how well it's been received. Because you're never sure. When you write something, you're never sure. You really are putting yourself on the line and you're putting yourself out there. But for me, it's the reaction of the children that's been really special.
Yeah. And it must be nice for you as well, because, again, we've been talking about the sort of background you have in radio and television, journalism, communications. For you, I imagine, over many other authors, you've been able to have sort of a very active part in the whole process, because obviously not everybody understands that side of it. So for you, have you very much run all of that yourself? Have you, you know, really wanted to do that and push your own product sort of thing?
Yeah, to a certain extent, in between working full-time, running a photography business, looking after a 2.5-year-old, and yeah, I know, it's a bit crazy. I'd love to kind of pull back on some of it. That would be quite good. I did have to get some help on board, just because I think I was reaching the point where I was at capacity. The big aim for the book was to bring it out before Christmas, and so it was a bit of a rush to get it out there before Christmas, because obviously loneliness, elderly people around Christmas time, that's a really kind of strong message. So yeah, I did have to work super hard to get it out there in time. So I did have a bit of help, but equally, like things like being in Woman and Home magazine last month, and I've just been on BBC Radio Leicester this week.
Oh yeah, I saw that, yes.
Yeah, and I don't want to jinx it, but I'm going to be in a national newspaper as well. So it's kind of, that's all been me. But it's because I know who to contact and how and what works and everything else. And that does pay dividends, definitely. That really, really helps. And it is something that I'm doing and I'm looking to branch out in for other authors. Because as you say, when you go into self-publishing or anything like that, you're not sure how to promote or how to get your messaging out there. But because I understand all of that, it does really help.
Is that another string to the bow?
It is another string to the bow. And also offering copywriting as well for local businesses.
Oh, nice.
If it's kind of mums that are running a blog that actually they really don't have time to blog, or for local businesses that are just starting out and they know that they need to have that regular presence, but they just don't have the time to do everything, then I'm providing that outsourcing as well. And that's part of the whole kind of laying the foundations so that I can walk away from the full-time job and then
away.
And then concentrate on the writing and the photography.
Incredible. It's just so many things. So apart from that, in terms of writing, have you got any more plans for future books? Are you going to wait and see how this one goes? Have you got any ideas yet?
So the second one in the James series is already written. So I need to edit it and get the illustrator on board and sort all of that out. And I've given myself a date for when it needs to be published. And I'm just in the initial stages of having conversations with people about which charity should come on board and how I'm going to manage all of that side of things. And then I have written another two books. And they're a bit more, they're more poetry orientated. So I'm a massive fan of Julia Donaldson. Absolutely massive fan.
She's amazing.
Oh, gosh, she's absolutely phenomenal. And so they are rhyming books. And there is another book that I want to write for slightly older children as well. So the character's there. The other characters that are around are there. I just need to find time to sit down and actually write it.
All the other things.
Amongst all the other things, which is, I'll find time, though. I'll find it,
You'll get there. So if you want to get the book, obviously you can buy the book from troubadour.co.uk. You can also get it on Amazon as well.
Yeah, amazon.co.uk. And I'm fairly certain there are still some copies in Waterstones in Walton. Fairly certain. I did do a signing there just before Christmas, and they were flying out the door, which was really nice to see. And it became their best-selling book for the day, which was amazing. So
fantastic.
Because
you are local, which is another one of the reasons that we've got you here today, because you are from Walton-on-Thames.
Hersham.
Oh, Hersham.
Hersham Walton. It's the same thing, really. Yeah.
Hersham. Just around the corner.
Yeah.
That's madness. So if you want to go and buy the book, you can. And so you can find Troubadour online, troubadour.co.uk, or on Amazon. You can also check out your website, Nicola. You've got a great website. Should you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So my website pretty much encompasses everything. It would just tell you a little bit about me. Mm-hmm. It's got some pictures. It's got a Q&A, just in case you're interested in finding out a bit more. Inspiration. And I blog pretty much once a week. So there's always new content going up on there. And there's always kind of latest news, reviews that are posted as well. So love to hear from anyone. And it's NicolaJRowley.com.
Absolutely incredible. Fantastic to have you in this afternoon. Thank you ever so much for coming in and sharing the book with us. It's a brilliant one. Make sure you go out and buy it. We'll also put all the details for you on Twitter if you want to see a little bit more. And hopefully we'll see you again one day.
Brilliant. Thank you, James.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.